Amen and amen. And please turn with me in your Bibles to the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1. 2 Peter and chapter 1. I have a sense in my spirit that in this year, 2022, just as we began in the watch night service, it really wasn't my plan. I didn't even know that was going to happen. But I have a sensing in my spirit that in this year, 2022, we're going to be word heavy. Somebody say word heavy. Say it again. Say word heavy. That means we're gonna give a lot of priority, and we're gonna receive a lot of manifestations in the place of the Word of God. We're gonna be word heavy. A lot of the peripheral things of ministry. You know, in this season, the Lord said to me, every ministry, every church, every organization will have to build on their strength. You will have to lean very heavily on what your strength is if you are going to thrive. If you don't lean heavily on what your strength is, you will die out. And the reason a lot of ministries and a lot of organizations and churches, one of the biggest reasons why a lot of them are really struggling, every one of us, the whole world is under this attack and assault. But it's like that parable Jesus told, you know, when the storm comes against the house, some houses are built on a solid foundation and they will stand through the storm. And some houses are going to fall. You know, just a little storm is going to blow some houses and they're going to fall. I want you to make sure that your house stands. Amen. Hallelujah. You have a covenant with God. I want you to ensure that in this season, your house stands. Your house is not one of those that go down in the statistical data. Oh, that person is no more. Oh, that situation is no more. Oh, that business is no more. Oh, that ministry is died out. You will not be one of those. You will not be one of those. You will not be amongst the data. You will not be listed amongst those that are no more because of the pandemic. In fact, through the pandemic, you are going to come up stronger. I said, through the pandemic, you are going to come up stronger. Through every assault, every attack, you are going to get better. Some of you are going to discover your ministry through this pandemic, through this season. Some of you, you will receive anointings over your life like you have never received before. Because some things will begin to happen in your life that will pave a way for the manifestation of the glory of God on your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, in spite of everything that happened in the land of Egypt to the children of Israel, I don't know what you think about when you remember the experience of the children of Israel in the land of Egypt. I don't know what you remember. I don't know what comes to your mind, right? But I want to show you what God remembers about that whole incident. I want to show it to you from the vantage point of the New Testament. Not when the whole storm was blowing, not when this was happening and affliction and trouble and pain and no. I want to show you from the vantage point of the new revelation, what God tells us about what he saw happening thousands of years ago in the land of Egypt. It's become one of my favorite scriptures. And I want you to hold on to this scripture. I don't know how many scriptures now. I've told you it's one of my favorite scriptures. Have you lost count yet? I have. but it's become one of the ones that's this is the way God thinks about it. And in this season, a lot of things are happening, but I want you to go forward. I want you to go ahead in time and put on goggles, put on divine spectacles, and see what God sees. So that while we are walking through this season, you can operate in the divine. You can operate in the divine. If you can see what God sees, You can operate in the divine. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. And while different things are going on, like I told you during the watch night service, I was so blessed because the Lord actually even interjected himself in our service and he came and spoke specifically. And I'm going to, one of the scriptures we'll read today before I stop, will be that scripture the Lord gave us during that watch night service. We're going to read and I'm going to show you a few things from there. I'm sure Revelation is progressive. We're going to keep going back there and seeing more things from there. Amen. And I hope in your personal place you study it further as well. But I want to tell you why in this season, when many people go down, some people must go up. And you have to be one of those people that go up. You have to be one of those whose hands get exalted in this season. You have to become one of those who become established. Not one of those that are blown away, but one of those that are established. Established in destiny. Established in purpose. Established in glory. In this season. In this season. Say with me, I will not be one of those that get blown away. I will not be one of the statistics that are no more. I will be one of the established ones. I will be one of the magnified ones. I will be one of the empowered ones. I will be one of the glorified ones. That divine dunamis that the Lord spoke to us about during the watch night service has to daily manifest in your experience. Daily. Somebody say daily. Not just once a year, once a month, once a quarter. No, daily. Daily. So when God thinks about the whole 400 years in Egypt that led eventually to the final culmination and all the attack and all the pain, and this is what God thinks about it. God saw himself using the enemy of his people as an instrument to demonstrate his power. God saw himself using the enemy of his people, his name then was Pharaoh, to demonstrate his power in the midst of that generation and to proclaim his name through all generations. I want you to look at that scripture with me in Romans 9 verse 17. Put it up please, everybody. Look at it. Romans chapter 9 verse 17. Look at what it says. Romans chapter 9 verse 17. It says, for the scripture says unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose, I have raised you up, so that I may show my power in you, and so that my name may become declared throughout all the earth. Let's read it one more time. For the scripture, Romans 9, 17. For the scripture says unto Pharaoh. How many people remember Pharaoh? He was the man when God said, let my people go. What did he say? No way. He was the one who afflicted God's people. He was the one who despised Moses. One time he laughed at him. He said, you who ran away, you are coming back to tell me you saw one God. I think you've lost your mind. He said, I think the locusts in the wilderness, they have devoured your brain. No, truly, he was laughing at Moses. He laughed at Moses so bad, Moses was embarrassed. He cried and went back to God. I said, he's laughing at me. He doesn't believe. God said, you are, go back to him. Hallelujah. He said, the scripture says unto Pharaoh, even for this purpose. Watch this now. God said to Moses, go back to him. Go back to him. Because you will have the last laugh. I don't care how many times Pharaoh has laughed, you will have the last laugh. I don't care how many afflictions Pharaoh, like Satan has thrown your way, you will have the last laugh. Amen. God said, go back to him and tell him, God will not change his word. Let my people go. Let my people go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because in this season, some are going to go down, but some are going to go up. Somebody say, I'm one of those that are going to go up. Say, I'm one of those that are going to see the power of God. In this season, some firstborns die out of the plague. But in this season, some people are going to cross the Red Sea. By the power of God, some people are going to cross the Red Sea. Some people are going to see demonstrations like they have never seen. You know what? Because the time, the ground has been prepared. He said, tell him, for this reason, I raise you up, Pharaoh, so that I may show my power in you. God is going to show his power.
Amen.
I said, God is going to show his power. Amen. Let me tell you this. Hear me now. If you are a child of God, one of the things that marks you out is the power of God is working in your life. That divine dynamis is a reality in your life. If not, we are just like the world. If not, the children of Israel are just like the children of Egypt. Without that divine dynamis, it is the divine power. It is the divine power that speaks up every day, in every way, in everything. That's what makes us different. Say, my case is different. Say, my case is different. What causes some people to go down causes me to go up. What causes some people to lose out causes me to gain. Say that for yourself. My case is different. What causes some people to go down is what causes me to go up. I bubble when the enemy is, when he's throwing his stones. That's when I bubble. I bubble because of divine dynamis that is up at, help me, Holy Spirit, I can speak English. I bubble because divine dynamis is operational. It's not just talk. It's not just talk. Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the divine dynamis of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. The gospel is the divine. That's why you heard Paul say in some scripture. He said, when my word did not come to you in word, the gospel that I preached did not come to you in just word. He said, but it came to you in the demonstration of God's power. Dunamis. This power of the Holy Spirit operational in your life is what makes you different. When you go through the Red Sea, some people will drown, but you will come out victorious. Listen to me. Two groups of people went in the Red Sea. One group, their chariots, everything broke down. They were drowned. When the story of the Red Sea was written, they were history. They became a part of the statistics. They said they are no more. God said to remember, he said to the children of the, Moses. The Egyptians you see today, you will see no more. Because they became history. But while some people became history, listen to me. Some people came out on the other side of the Red Sea. Not panting. Oh, thank God. Oh, finally we escaped. Some people came out on the other side of the Red Sea in a concert, music, singing and dancing. Almost a whole chapter was written, singing and dancing. From the victory, because they saw the divine. You will see the divine. I say you will see the divine. You will not miss it when it shows up. I say you will not miss it when it shows up. Listen now, there's a line in that confession. I don't see the drought, I don't feel the heat. I don't see the drought, I don't. When they ask you, have you seen the drought? So where is it? I don't see the drought. Have you felt the heat? Where is it? I don't feel the heat. I don't see the drought, I don't feel the heat. Somebody say, wave your hand to heaven, say, I don't see the drought.
I don't feel the heat.
Where is it? Say, where is it? I don't see the drought. I don't feel the heat. Why? Because I have divine. Divine is working. Divine is working. Divine everything. Divine everything. Hallelujah. Hey, are you back there in 2 Peter 1? So I started to say to you, in this season, know what your strengths are. Because the thing that is going to make many people and many things go down and go out and become history is because they don't know their strengths. So whatever your strength is, this is the time to lean heavily on it. Some people, their strength is, has always been, you know, maybe like media things and, you know, a lot of, you know, you do drama, you do, you know. Yes, there's nothing wrong with it. That's your strength. Lean heavily on it. Big. You need it now, more than ever. You need drama everywhere. Do the drama in the church. Do the drama every. Do it on social media. Do every. You need that drama a lot. Because if you don't do that drama a lot and that's your strength, you will not survive. Some people are called to social justice and stuff like that. That's good. You know, everything they do is you know, is, you know, we're delivering the oppressed. And it's good. That's good. If that's your strength, really capitalize on it right now. Some people are into, you know, different, you know, I don't want to take my time. You know, the different things different people are into. So whatever each of us has been called to do, this is the time to lean heavily on it. Well, you know what we have been called to do? Put up our vision. Can you find it without interrupting too much? Put up our vision for me. Abundant life. Thank you. Our God-given vision is to be a world-based international ministry aimed at imparting the abundant life of Christ into every area of people's lives while discipling them through the accurate teaching and proclamation of God's word. That's our calling. It has always been. This vision, we didn't write it yesterday. We didn't write it when the pandemic started. This has been our compass from the beginning. In fact, there was a time in this ministry when every Sunday, before we do announcements and offering, we will recite the vision. Let's recite our God. That's our calling. If you look in there, you don't see drama. You don't see theater. If you see that, you don't see poetry. That's why we are not good at poetry. You can tell. If you don't see music, though we engage music, but it's not our heavy. That's not what God called us to do. You don't see all these other things there. Not all of those things are good for when God calls you and anoints you to do it. But God called us to proclaim the word. That's our calling. Is be a conduit for me in this generation to declare my word. That's it. And declare it everywhere, every way, every time, and through every means. So if we are on media, it is the word. We don't know that theater. It's the word. Every platform you see us on, it's the word. That's our strength. And because of that, so some say, Pastor, why don't you people do this? Why don't you do? Because that's not what we're called to do. This is what we are called to do. Amen. And because we are doing what we are called to do, the manifestation of God is higher right now in this dispensation, in this ministry, than it has ever been. Than it has ever been. And I'm telling you, that's the truth. No, I'm not lying to you. The manifestation of God in this ministry is higher than it has ever been. Ever. Ever. The outpouring of the grace, the outpouring of the anointing, the outpouring of the glory of God is higher, higher in this ministry and this vision than it has ever been. You heard Edie sharing. He made more money last year. Didn't he? Didn't you? God bless you. I saw it. No, truly. I saw it because our accounts are connected. I see all the money he makes. I don't touch it. Because you know if I touch his money, it's trouble. he watches that thing like... You can't touch. You can't even pray if dogs are touch it. The Lord told me. The Lord didn't tell you anything. Just leave my money. Just leave my money. Right? Right? Leave my money. No, but you know, for accountability and all of those, our accounts are connected. It's true. He made. God bless them. And the truth about it, when you think about it, though, is what is the source of that increase? What is the source of it? He didn't just show up somewhere and he has all these gifts and graces. No. What is producing the increase is the word, the anointing in the word that he has within him. That word will produce everything you need. It will produce everything you need. If you need peace, that word will produce that peace. If you need miracle on your job, you need promotion. If you need career breakthroughs, that word will produce it. It will produce it. Because the dunamis, the divine dunamis of God is walking through the word. It's walking through the word. Amen. If you need favor, wherever you need God to show up for you, that word will produce it. Amen. It's not based on how many people you know. So, our calling is to preach the word, is to proclaim the word, is to be faithful to the word. And as we are faithful to the word, God keeps showing up. Amen. He keeps showing out. He keeps showing up. He keeps showing up. Amen. I can guarantee you, it doesn't matter what happens on this earth. If you are doing what God called you to do, you will prosper. I can guarantee you. It doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter. That's why the book, The God of the Overflow, is a very powerful book. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what is going on in the world. If you focus and do what God has called you to do, you will prosper. I didn't plan to do this, but let me do a little bit of it. Let me read a bit of the introduction to you. Have you met the God of the overflow? I would like to introduce or reintroduce him to you. Have you experienced supernatural increase in your life? I would like to explain or remind you about how it happens. Listen to this. The times we live in are perilous and desperate. All over the world, there is a pandemic that is ravaging lives and everything else on the planet. And it is more difficult today to believe that there is a God who holds the world in his hands. You know, men's hearts are failing them. Everybody is wondering, where is God? It is more difficult today to believe that there's actually a God who holds the world in his hands. Everybody thinks the world is gone crazy now. It's like there's no one in charge. I got good news for you. There's so much fear, anxiety, hopelessness, and despair. All around us, economies are crumbling. World powers are scrambling for solutions. And the future of the world and that of many nations seem more uncertain and tenuous than they have ever been. Where do we go at times like this? Who do we turn to and what do we do? It definitely seems superfluous, even out of touch, amid all these difficulties, to be discussing the God of the overflow or supernatural increase. However, It is helpful to remember that none of the things happening in our world are unprecedented. And in times of extreme adversity, what the Lord has always called his people to do is to focus on him. To focus on him, focus on his nature, and focus on his divine ability and purpose. Even at the height of the worst affliction that the people of God endured in the land of Egypt, when God sent his servant Moses to deliver them, his message was, I am that I am. Think about it. In the midst of all that turmoil in the land of Egypt, the message God sent Moses, tell them, I am that I am. That's, I want you to take your focus off of all that noise Pharaoh is making. I've now shown you from Romans 9:17, from God's perspective, everything that was going on at that, though Pharaoh thought he was God, though Pharaoh thought he was the ruler, he thought he was in charge. I've shown you from Romans 9:17, God said, no, you were not in charge. Pharaoh, you were not in charge. In fact, Pharaoh, I raised you up so that I can show you who is truly in charge. Amen. I am that I am is in charge. Hallelujah. Shout it out. Say, I am that I am is in charge of my life. I am that I am is in charge of my destiny. I am that I am is in charge of everything that concerns my life and my future. I am that I am is in charge. Not Pharaoh, not you, Pharaoh. You are not in charge, Pharaoh. Every time something rises up and tries to tell you they are in charge, tell, no, you are not in charge. I am that I am is in charge. I am that I am is in charge. He is everything. He is Jehovah everything. He shows up in every way. He shows up every day. He shows up everywhere. He shows up every time. And he shows up in everything that concerns my life. Every time you hear COVID, say divine. Hallelujah. He shows up. He shows up in the theater, in the hospitals. He shows up in your workplace. He shows up in the classroom. He shows up on the street. He shows, he's I am that I am. He's in charge of everything. Your boss is not in charge. If the, your manager says, don't you know who I am and who is in charge? Just don't upset him. Don't say it loud. But in your mind, just say, you are not in charge. Don't say that. Don't say it out loud. Just say inside. Say, you are not. I am that I am is in charge. I am that I am is in charge. You are not in charge. If somebody threatens you, don't you know what I can do? Just don't upset them. Because they may be holding a gun. And you have, if you are not at that level of where you have partaken sufficiently of the divine nature, some people have attained a level of partaking of the divine nature. If you shoot them, the gun won't go off. So, know where you are. Don't say I had my pastor preaching and he said if you shoot the bullet will go. Don't do it. Don't do it. Depending on where you just know where you are, don't mess with him. If he's holding, just say amen. It is where I'm not. I'm good. You are the boss. But inside you say, you are not the boss. I am that I am. Hallelujah. God sent his servant Moses to deliver them. His message was that he was I am that I am and that he was both sufficient and able to deliver them and take them to their promised land. And he was and he did. Hallelujah. In the midst of the worst economic, political, and spiritual adversity that God's people experienced after they arrived at their promised land, God sent a prophet. Think about it. In the midst of the worst adversity the people of God had ever experienced, God sent a prophet. And the prophet said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Yeah. In the midst of the worst, in the west. The prophet didn't say, oh, problem, oh, famine, oh, adversity, oh, everybody dying, oh, hospitalization rate, oh, emergency wards are full. Oh, that's what a prophet is, not a true prophet of God. The servant of God said, in the midst of all that turmoil, I hear the sound of abundant suffering. I believe it is more crucial today, in spite of everything going on in our world, that we shift our focus from the raging disasters and calamities and place our attention back on the Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And we must remind ourselves about His nature, His ability, and His purpose. So let's take a dive into the rivers of the Holy Spirit. And let's take hold of the knowledge of our God. I love it. And the exceeding great and precious promises He has given us to enable us partake of His divine nature and escape all the corruption in the world. And then He ends it out by quoting 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 and 4. I love it. I love it. Somebody say it again. Say, I am that I am is in charge. I got to close. I know it's time. Said, I am that I am is in charge. I want you to know without any iota of doubt in this service as you leave, as we get ready to close out today. I'm going to read one more scripture just before we close out. I didn't get to my notes at all today. But I'm going to read that Psalm 91 because the Lord came on the watch night service and gave us that. And I'm going to read it before I close. But I want you to constantly, as you leave this service, as you get into your year, as you get into this season, no matter what is going on in your life, I want the reality of God to be so real, to be so powerful to you. The reality of God. That no matter what is happening, no matter what is going on, you are so... You are so established in that reality. Before you hear anything, you go, my God will take care of it. My God will see to it. Before you deal with anything and you start scrambling like everybody else and you start getting flustered. No, just stabilize yourself. My God will take care of it. Did you see that thing in the confession? Like He showed up. Like He showed up at the Red Sea, He will show up for you. Like He showed up at the Jordan and in Jericho, He will show up for you. Like He showed up in the upper room and in the lower dungeon, He will show up. He will show up for you. Your God will show up. This is it. You are a partaker of the divine nature through the great, exceeding great promises. What are the exceeding great promises? He will show up. I have no doubt He will show up. My God will show up for me. In the midst of the greatest difficulty that I experience, my God will show up. 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 Your 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 God will show up. Speak to your mind every day. There is a deception of the devil in the world. The world believes our mouth is, I need help. You know, I just can't get it together. That's the devil lying to you. You are a partaker of the divine nature. Can you imagine God saying, I can't get it together? Can you imagine anything happening in the world and God ever saying, oh man, I'm such at a loss. I don't know what to do. I'm such straight. I don't know that I'm going to survive. This is just a mess. Everything about my head is a mess right now. Everything is spinning. Can you imagine God talking like that? So you should never talk like that. Amen. That's not who you are. That's not who you are. You are a partaker of the divine nature. You are a partaker of the divine nature. You are a partaker of the divine nature. Everything around your life is coming together around the divine nature of God. He's your divine everything. He's your Jehovah everything. Hallelujah. When you need healing, he's your Jehovah Jireh. Excuse me, Jehovah Rapha. When you need provision, it's your Jehovah Jireh. It might be your Jehovah Jireh where you need healing, actually. Truly, truly, truly. Hallelujah. Because the reason some people have this headache that won't go away is because they are so focused on this bank account. Yes. They say, I have this migraine that just won't go. It may not really be, they may not need Advil. No, seriously. I'm telling you by the Holy Ghost. There are some sicknesses that have manifested in some people's lives. It's because it's not a sickness that a doctor needs to heal. Sometimes you don't need a doctor, you need Jehovah Jireh. because the migraine some people are having, they say this migraine just won't leave. Every day I wake up with the headache. I go to bed with it. Sometimes you notice it may have to do with money. And their bank account is their Lord. I got to close, but let's read Psalm 91. Let's close. Woo-hoo. Some people are already thinking. He said he already told us that he's going to preach till 2 o'clock. We're in trouble today. No, you're not that. Can you imagine God talking like that? I may partake of the divine nature. I will never be in trouble. Hallelujah. Psalm 91. Hallelujah. Hey. Wherever you are, if you are at home or wherever you are on the planet, listening to this word, God is sending you a word. Don't buy into the lie of the devil. No, no, no. I am that I am is in charge. Everything is coming together for you because it is ordained to be so because of I am that I am. You will not lose out. You will not be behind. You will not come up short. I don't care what the circumstance looks like. I don't care what you feel. I am that I am is in charge. He's coming through for you right now. As you hear the word of God, the Bible says he sent his word and he healed them and he delivered them from all their destructions. I am that I am. He's coming through for you. He's sending you an on-time word that will take you out of every debilitating situation. Let's close. Let's just read here. Psalm 91 verse 14. Let's close out here. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. See, what's our part in this scripture? The Lord came and told us. Supernaturally, he came into our watch night service and told us this scripture. What is our part in this scripture? It's the first part, because he has set his love upon me. Because he has set his love upon me. So love him. More than you ever have loved him this year. Love him. Don't love him just in mouth. Love him indeed. Love him. Love him. Love the Lord. Love the Lord. That's the law. That man came and asked Jesus, what says the Lord? No, it's the first one. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy might. He says, love him. Love him above everything. Come on. Let's quit playing games and keep playing church. Just love him. Just love him. Love him. Come on, it's time to love the Lord. Hallelujah. It's time to love the Lord. When you love somebody, it's very easy to tell. You know in your heart it's burning all the time. You are passionate about what concerns them. Love him. Love him. He said, he has set his love there. Then he said, the second thing, I will set him on high because he has known my name. He has known my name. Know his name. know his name. The Hebrew word used there, known, is the word yada, yada. The word yada means to know intimately, to have an intimate relationship with another person, to know someone relationally and experientially, not to know someone from a distance. You can't use the word yada when you know someone from afar. Yada means you know them intimately. A number of other interesting words there. I will deliver him. There are two different words used for deliver. We'll talk about it another time. I will lift him up on high. I will honor him. Glory to God. God will honor you. Amen. With long life, he will satisfy you. Show you his salvation. Praise God. Praise God for all of that. But know him. Know him. Intimately. Intimately. Connect with him. Experientially, not from long distance, not from afar. Know him. Know him. Connect with his heart. Find out his passions. Find out, and then be there. Be there. Connect with him. Let your heart join with his heart. Know him. Paul said that I may know him in the power of his resurrection. The Amplifier said that I might progressively and intimately know him. Know him. Somebody said, I will know him this year more than I have ever known him. I will hunger after him this year more than I have ever hungered after him. I will pursue after him this year more than I have ever pursued. Stand to your feet. I will know him. I will know him. I will know him. I will know him. I will know him for myself. I will know him for myself. I want to know what makes God tick. I want to know him for myself. Not what somebody told me. I want to know him. I want to walk with him. I want to have an experiential, intimate relationship with him. I want to know him. I want my heart to join with his heart. I want my passion to join with his passion. I want my desires to join with his desires. I want to know him intimately and passionately. I will know him this year. Every step I need to take to know him, I will take. Everything I need to do to know him, I will do. Every walk, everywhere I need to go to know him, I will go. I will know him. I will know him. I will not be a believer in name only. I will not be a believer in Bible only. I will not be a believer in church only. I will know him. I will know him daily. He's my divine everything. I will honor him in everything. I will make myself available to him in everything. I will know him. Getting ready to close this service. The Lord is just, he's just speaking to some people. I can hear him. He says, that's all I've really been waiting on in your life. It's just that you set aside all of the tradition and all of the customs and all of the unimportant things, and that you will know me. That's all I've been waiting on. And I will help you break barriers. I will help you shatter mountains. Obstacles will be a thing of the past if you know me. Because when you know me intimately, you become one with me. You partake of what makes me God. You don't even have to ask me for it. My power, my divine dynamis that flows out of me to affect the different areas of your world and your life will become available to you because you know me intimately. your mind will become new. Your thoughts will become fresh. You will receive new abilities. Power and might will become your companions because you know me. You will never know dryness again because I know no dryness. You will never again function in insufficiency because I have none of it. I will make myself available to you. My nature will become imparted to you. You will walk in the reality of your covenant with me. You and I, one. You and I, one. Heaven and earth comes at your disposal when you are one with me. The elements have to respond to you when you are one with me. Do you remember how I spoke to the storm? And the storm had no choice but to stop, to cease. That's how you will speak to the storm. And the storm will have no choice but to cease because you know me, because you are one with me. When you are one with me, everything changes. Wherever you are, lift up your hands just to heaven again, just before we close. Say, Lord, help me know you. Help me get beyond my limitations. Help me get beyond my weaknesses. Lord, to reach outside of the boundaries of my natural life to be able to know you. To be able to know you. Lord, to gain further insight. To gain deeper knowledge than any I have ever had in my life before. To know you for real. To know you for myself. I thank you for doing it, Lord. I give you praise. I give you praise. If there's someone out there and you don't even know him, you haven't asked Jesus into your life to be your Lord and Savior, you can do that right now. It's a very simple thing. Very simple process. Very simple. And that's the moment when everything changes. That's the moment when you give him access. That's when you open the door of your heart. Jesus can come in as a guest. And then as you give him access to the different rooms and the different compartments of your life, he goes in there freely until you give him total, complete room and you become one with him. But it begins from when you open that door and say, come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. You can do that even now, wherever you are. If you need to pray that prayer, very simple. Just put one of your hands on your chest. Put it on your chest. Say, Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and I don't have the ability to save myself. But I know that Jesus Christ paid the price for my redemption. I believe that with all my heart. And right now, I open up my heart to you. I ask you to come in. Come in. Come in. I'm not holding anything back anymore, Lord. I'm not shutting my life away from you anymore, Lord. I'm not shutting my heart away from you anymore, Lord. Come in. Come in. Take control. Have your way. Fill my life. Become my Lord and my Savior. I renounce Satan. I renounce sin. I renounce every work of the kingdom of darkness. Come into my life. Write my name in the Lamb's book of life. Make me one with you. Make me a new man, a new woman. I thank you, Lord. Thank you because I'm forgiven from this moment. I know I'm saved. I'm justified. I'm redeemed. I give you the glory and I give you the praise. Receive it to yourself, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.